CONTENTVALIDATION. Word count is 1,048 words, which is within the acceptable range of 800-1200 words. Terminology check: the content does not use stage terminology and adheres to the required curriculum terminology. Content review: the content provides a solid overview of supervised and unsupervised learning methodologies in generative AI, as well as insights into variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs. However, the sections on VAEs and GANs could be enriched with examples and further explanations to enhance understanding for a minimally technical audience. Enrichment suggestions: add a simple example or analogy for both VAEs and GANs to make the concepts more relatable. Provide a brief comparison table or highlight key differences between VAEs and GANs for clarity. Here's the enriched content with additional examples. Introduction: welcome to Lesson 3.1, Understanding Learning Methodologies. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Methodologies and Tools in the Generative AI for Product Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between supervised and unsupervised learning in generative AI, as well as an overview of techniques like variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these learning methodologies and understand their applications in the context of generative AI for finance-related projects. Main content: supervised versus unsupervised learning in generative AI. In the world of generative AI, learning methodologies can be broadly categorized into supervised and unsupervised learning. Understanding these concepts is crucial for product managers in finance as they shape the approach to data analysis and model development. Supervised learning involves training a model on labeled data, meaning that each training example is paired with an output label. For instance, in a finance application, if you were developing a model to predict loan defaults, you would train it on historical data where each loan application is labeled as default or no default. The model learns to associate specific features, like credit score, income level, etc., with the outcomes, allowing it to predict future cases based on new, unseen data. On the other hand, unsupervised learning does not use labeled data. Instead, the model tries to learn the underlying structure of the data on its own. This approach is beneficial for discovering patterns or clusters in the data. For example, in finance, unsupervised learning could be used for customer segmentation by analyzing transaction data without predefined categories. The model can identify distinct groups of customers based on their spending behaviors. This insight can help tailor marketing strategies and product offerings. Both methodologies serve unique purposes and can be applied in tandem to enhance data-driven decision-making in finance. Overview of techniques: variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs. As we delve deeper into generative AI, two significant techniques to highlight are variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs. Both methods are pivotal in generating new data, but they operate on different principles. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, are a type of generative model that learns to encode input data into a latent representation and then decode it back to reconstruct the original data. The key feature of VAEs is their ability to generate new data points that are similar to the training data. For instance, in a financial context, a VAE could be used to generate synthetic customer profiles based on existing data. This is particularly useful for testing and validating models when real customer data is limited or sensitive. Think of a VAE as a smart artist that has learned from existing paintings and is now able to create new artworks that resemble the originals. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, on the other hand, involve two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator, that work against each other. The generator creates fake data, while the discriminator evaluates whether the data is real or fake. This adversarial process results in the generator producing highly realistic data. In finance, GANs could be utilized to create synthetic time series data for stock prices, allowing analysts to test trading strategies under varied conditions without risking real capital. You can think of GANs like a forger trying to create counterfeit money while a bank teller tries to detect it. With time, the forger gets better at making the money look real. Understanding these techniques is essential for product managers as they navigate the complexities of AI implementation in finance, guiding them to choose the right method for their specific needs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored key learning methodologies in generative AI, specifically focusing on supervised and unsupervised learning. We've also examined two powerful techniques: variational autoencoders, VAEs, and generative adversarial networks, GANs. By understanding these methodologies and techniques, you are better equipped to leverage generative AI in finance, ultimately driving innovation and enhancing decision-making processes. As you move forward, keep these concepts in mind as they will play a crucial role in your understanding of advanced applications within this field. Reflection questions: how can supervised learning enhance your predictive models in finance? And what types of data would you consider labeling for training? What potential applications can you identify for unsupervised learning in your current or future projects within finance? Reflect on the advantages and challenges of using VAEs and GANs in generating synthetic data for financial analysis. Word count: 1,084 words.